You better watch out, you better start to cry. Better not shout, I'm telling you why. Psycho City's coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of I Don't Know Shit, the Lifetimes of Psycho City. It's time to get our sitting on. I'm your host, Brent Piles. And with me, as always, for this powerbomb-filled edition of Psycho Sid's bullshit, he's at Gia Russell and Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you?
I do well, thank you. Long time no see.
I know. It's like maybe we just did a ended the show 5 minutes ago and just started this one. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't.
Who knows?
We just recorded a Elimination Chamber preview show, and if you're watching this now, then that means you can go back and watch that and see who we think is going to win Elimination Chamber. So yeah, but we're not here to talk about Elimination Chamber. Say, Glenn, are you ready to go walking in Memphis? Are you ready?
Oh, definitely, yes.
We're gonna watch Sid powerbomb some jobbers walking in Memphis. Sorry,
as we're in Memphis, I was just like,
y'all ready to go down to Memphis? I've never been. I imagine they talk something like that. That might be more of a Mississippi accent that I did there than Memphis. I'm not 100%. As for some unfortunate business that happened with old Psycho Sid down in WCW,
yes.
He was let go, and then he spent the better part of a year not doing really anything, maybe recovering from his stab wounds.
Who let Arn Anderson play with scissors?
Well, I mean, I think Sid came in his room trying to fight him, and if I was Arn, I probably would have grabbed some scissors too. It's the first thing he could find, I think.
Yeah.
He went on down. He came on down to Memphis, and let's Glenn look at a little clip here of his debut in Memphis of sorts. He shows up in a match between Jerry Lawler and Tommy Wildfire Rich, I believe it is.
Oh, good.
We got a few promos. We'll see Sid win the USWA title. Not in a fashion you would normally see somebody win a title, but he's going to win a title. All right. But here we go. Not the Ted DiBiase way. No, not quite like that. All right, here's Big Sid's debut in the USWA.
When I'm talking, you shut your big fat mouth. Now, I want to ask you a simple question. This goes to you too, Weatherman. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the king, the person they call the king around here, is he scheduled to wrestle me right now? Did I not get a phone call early this week and had the invitation that now the fat coward hasn't got the gut? To come out here and face me.
No, he can't come out after what you just got through doing.
All right, so there's
No, he can't come out after what you just did to him.
Speaking of what he just did to him, we're going to look at exactly what Sid did to said Jerry Lawler to invoke this sort of reaction from him and from the people. Let me just pull it up here and I will show y'all what happened and how Sid becomes the USWA unified champion. Not just any champion, the unified champion.
Excellent.
Hold on, once again.
And the recognition that he deserves.
That's right. As the master and the ruler of the world, Glenn, of course he would be the unified champion.
Here we go.
All right, now let's watch it.
I'm out here by myself today. So, Lawler, I'm challenging you right now. If you got the guts, come on. Do something yourself, Lawler. Be a man for once in your life. Stand up. Come on out here.
Jerry Lawler is also scheduled to defend the title against Sid tonight, just for clarification here.
Yes.
You ain't got nobody here. Hey, come on. You ain't got nobody here to help you, Lawler. I ain't got nobody. Hey, shut up, you bunch of idiots. Shut
down, yeah.
Shut up! Yeah. I hear you running your mouth. You run your mouth. You call me out here while I'm out here.
Fluorescent green isn't a good color for the king, in my opinion.
No, no, especially with the pale blue.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. He's accepting the challenge. Like, if you're around, like, the king, you shouldn't wear colors like that. Like, go with dark colors. You know what I mean? Like, black. Oh, here comes Big Sid. Oh! Brian Christopher looked like a little Hulk Hogan there. Did you see him?
Did, yeah.
They thought they were going to do another match, but Sid said, no, you ain't.
I want Jerry Lawler out here right now. No more standoffs, no more time for the guy. I want him out here right now, Lance Russell. No excuse.
I don't care what you want, Sid. Wait just a minute. You call me out here. You want me to
say? I don't know who this old guy is.
Oh, I do, but I can't remember his name.
No shame to come out here and defend that title right now. And you know what? Everything you did, what you did.
Look, I am not going to stand around here and let all you guys make up your own rules as you go along. Jerry Lawler either comes out here right now.
He was 260 in 94, Glenn. Brian Christopher. Says right there on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
A stinking coward. He is not able to defend the title at this time.
Okay, if he's not able to, then that has grounds for what? Disqualification, forfeit. I hear it out there. Forfeit.
He couldn't think of the word. He couldn't think of forfeit.
Well, don't have that trouble to find.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. I understand. Well, they're having a powwow. So there you have it. Psycho Sid. I mean, Sid Vicious. My forfeit is the new unified USWA motherfucking champion. Did without breaking a sweat. Glad you like that. So there it is, Glenn. It's a forfeit, and our boy is the new USWA Unified Champion.
Amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
All the dodgy, bloody finishes and things they have. They just hand it to him.
Especially when it's like he's the guy who hurt him. Which is the crazy part.
Oh, well. You've injured him. He can't wrestle. You're the champion.
Congratulations. You really found a loophole in that contract, Sid did. Let me tell you what. All right. Now, Glenn, I actually did find a couple of matches of him beating up a few unfortunate souls. I can't remember these unfortunate souls' names. They're just some unfortunate.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they are.
That's a good point, Glenn. It doesn't matter what their names are. So let's have a look at those for, and that'll be the first of our taste of Sid in the USWA. All right, Sid making his way into the ring. You got to remember this is old stuff, so forgive the tracking. This was on a VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking on Tracy Mooney.
Ooh.
Glenn, do you know if Tracy Mooney is a relative of Sean Mooney?
Is he?
I don't know. I was asking you if you knew.
No, I don't know.
God damn, you're supposed to make it up, Glenn. You're supposed to go, absolutely. Tracy was his long lost brother. They didn't meet till 1987.
Right, okay.
Pretty crazy, huh, Glenn? Who would have thunk it? I wouldn't have. Sid now, look at those. He still looks pretty good, even though this isn't like high definition. Like this is way worse. Like quality than we're used to seeing in WCW, but still looks pretty jacked, even though it keeps flickering. Oh, here goes Tracy's about to go for a ride. Boom! He knocked the Mooney out of him.
Dropped him, didn't he? He didn't even put him down gently.
Nope, he picked him up, picked that motherfucker up, and put that motherfucker down. So Sid is the winner quickly over Tracy Mooney. I'm pretty sure he's got something to say, too, so.
You see, this is studio, can't you? Not a...
Yeah, studio wrestling, not the big time. Oh, he's taking over the announce booth.
I want to address my critics, that's the people. Jerry Lawler, I can't do anything on my own. Jerry Lawler, these fat freaks we call fans out here, you're the people who are driving me to the edge.
Uh-oh.
You, unless you do things, I don't trust you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's going to take it on and support Tracy Mooney.
I'll tell you what, you look at him.
Bad news, Tracy. It's time to go for a ride, pal. What's he going to do to him, I wonder?
Why did he just lay there? Why didn't he just get up and get out of town?
I would have ran.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to whip him like a child. This is the kind of thing that makes people wonder about you, Lance Russell said.
Yeah.
What are you into, buddy?
Yeah.
This right here is everything in the world to me. Why? Because I took it from you. Yeah, I took it, maybe. Steve, you wait. But I said, you, Lawler, on that day, you were up to mortal. You were able to answer. You were able to come back. Steve, you, my friend, you haven't experienced what we call the power bomb yet. I'm going to promise you something, Lawler. You're talking about history. You're talking about respect. You're talking about earn something. But see, all that I've done now for weeks in and weeks out is for a reason. That was to force you, you fat pig, into a corner.
Sometimes you got to force a fat pig into the corner, Glenn.
This is what we started this for.
Yeah.
Yes. All that nonsense with WCW and WWF. Forget about that. This is what we started this for.
This is what it's all about right here. This is the Sid we're looking for. This is what the show was all about. Wow. All right, here we go. We got one more match. He's going to take on one more unfortunate soul. And we're gonna get to hear a lot from him, too. He's going to beat somebody up, and we're going to hear... And a little back and forth between him and his opponent, who may have been bitten off more than he can chew, if you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, well.
Now, you know, it tickles my heart to see a young kid like Doug Basham. Come out here and say, right. Hey, man, I'm going to give it all.
I looked it up, and I'm not sure if this is the same Basham, but I'm going to go on a limb and say probably.
And I'm going to take that world belt. Well, Doug. I know you're stupid.
It looks like him.
So stupid that over the last couple of months, it couldn't happen to open your eyes
has seen the pain and the punishment that I have given everyone that has faced me, my friend. Now, I want you to know something.
That
I want you to do
something.
I want you to come down here in front of all these people here today.
He lost the hair, but gained a whole lot of muscle.
And you take the easy way out, Doug.
Hard work and chicken breast, no doubt.
I quit. I'm walking out. If you can, you can walk out of here today without a bone broken.
I'd do it.
Without any loved ones at home crying.
No loved ones crying.
So come on down here.
Your brother, the other Basher, won't be so upset at your funeral after Sid kills you.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I really don't want to hurt you, my friend. So do me a favor this morning. Take the easy way out. Because no one's going to think of you
as
you are.
And red, that's nothing.
You and everyone else in US 78 are nothing.
You really wanted to pop the crowd.
So don't feel
red,
bad.
White, blue,
I'm walking out of here a coward. Just say that you will.
Just leave, Doug.
Sid, let me tell you something, Sid. For the past 18 years, my ultimate goal was to become a professional wrestler. I laced up my boots the same way you laced up your boots, brother. You are big, and you are bad. I do agree. And you are the world unified heavyweight champion. But the only way to become a champion, Sid, in the wrestling business...
Hold on. I'm pretty sure I heard someone from the crowd, yeah, you're on steroids. I just want to go back. Listen closely. I'm pretty sure.
My ultimate goal was to become a professional wrestler. I laced up my boots the same way you laced up your boots, brother. You are big, and you are bad. I do agree. And you are the world unified heavyweight champion. But the only way
to
become a champion, Sid, in the wrestling business is to fight champions. And that's what I'm going to do right here today. I'm not walking out of here. Fly up in the ring and get up there.
Oh, Doug, why? You're a dummy, Doug. You did it for all these idiots in the crowd.
Ironically, if you look at his definition, he's probably one of the few at this time that isn't on steroids.
Right, because I mean, he's cut, but he's a big guy, so you would expect him to be cut already. He's not overly huge.
No, he's not. He's not got the extra definition that steroids give.
Yeah.
Well, the veins are
lessons to be learned
for such a big guy. His veins are sticking out of his. Now he looks naturally jacked.
Right. Like, look at Scott Steiner's body and not this guy's body. It's a whole different scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So Doug has decided that today is the day he wants to die.
It's a die.
So. Although I'm pretty sure he's running OVW with Al Snow, or he works for OVW with Al Snow. I believe that this is the Basham that does. He has the face of that guy. Here we go. Oh, Basham with some bashing to the belly, but it didn't quite work out for him. I wonder if Sid's... I want to see Sid fucking whirly dervish this guy. You know what I mean?
Yes. He's got to, hasn't he?
That would be great. Because this guy, he looks like right now he weighs as much as I do. It's funny because I don't think they get into WWE until like 2003, 2004, either, the Bashams. Which I'd forgotten this, but apparently they had like a dominatrix gimmick. And they had a chick named with him named Shaniqua, and she would like whip their asses with a whip before the match.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. She used to bring him out in bloody chains and.
Yeah, the only reason why I know this is because when I was on the Apron Bump podcast and we watched Vengeance Day 2003, they were in the APA Barroom Brawl Invitational, and they were supposed to be coming out with Shaniqua. And so I asked Kyle, I was like, who the fuck is Shaniqua? And she was like, oh, you don't know about Shaniqua? Which I do know about Shaniqua, but it's a different Shaniqua. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Dumb fashion firing up here.
No problem.
Oh, fires down.
Yeah, got fired up and got fired down.
Yeah, he's the fire, since the hose, motherfucker.
Another way he's selling it. No?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, he's either selling it or genuinely hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, nice punch there. Oh, Jesus.
Jeez.
I've seen people less days after getting punched by Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's going to put his face in the camera.
Like, oh,
sorry. Say hi to Shaniqua.
Oh.
God damn, look at him pull his fucking hair.
It's like a lot of pain, isn't it?
Oh, my. It's not a good day to be Doug Basham. I'll tell you that right.
Well, you shouldn't have given him lip in the first place.
He should have just left when he told him to. I would have been like, all right, bye. You know what? What the fuck am I doing here?
I'm just still trying to fight him.
Well, he fired up a little bit, but not too much. Now let's see. Oh, he's got him.
Stamp.
And what goes up must come down. And now he's rolling around. The referee's just going to call this a knockout, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what it looks like. It looks like the referee is saying this guy's dead. But I don't think Sid's going to care.
No, he's not. He's going to get him up.
There he goes. One more time. Sid's ready. Well, not one more time. The first time. Thank God for Doug Basham. Oh, I was hoping he'd throw him. Damn it.
Yeah.
He decided he'd had enough. One, two, three.
Oh, three.
And ironically, that did not make Doug Basham give up wrestling forever.
No. One of the few that we've actually seen go on.
Yeah, most of them, we never saw them again. I've never heard of Tracy Mooney. Have you?
Nope. No, we nope. Don't.
So good on you, Doug Basham. You lived.
Yeah. And carved yourself out a short but profitable career in WWE.
Yeah. Now he's a trainer at OVW. So good for him. And he got to get whipped by Shaniqua. So you should have to pay for that kind of
action. He didn't live a bad life.
That's so bad. It went up from there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, that is it for our number one episode. I'm sorry, this is like the 23rd episode of the show, but it's our first episode of Sid Walking in Memphis, beating the fuck out of Doug Basham, if you know what I mean. Walking in Memphis. No, I don't know why the king's in fluorescent green. Sorry. Well, you never know. You come to Sid, you might get him beating up jobbers. You might get me singing a song. You might get both.
And I'm sure, folks, you'll be glad to know that there's plenty of more of this to come.
Yeah, I got a good year. I got a good year and a half's worth of this USWA stuff. So I'm going to be singing Walking in Memphis a lot. So get used to it. All right, Glenn, well, that's it. That is all. Now all you have to do is say goodbye.
Goodbye.
For all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.